I'm standing in the Philoha Meadows Nature Preserve, about 2 miles north of Redstone, in one of Pitkin County's most unusual properties.
Okay. We know that it's special. We know that it's an oasis for life of all kinds, and has been historically an oasis for life of all kinds. But we're not sure why.
Sarah Johnson is a naturalist with the Roaring Fork Conservancy. Tonight, she is leading a special tour through the meadows, which are accessible to the public exclusively in the summer months and only during daylight hours.
Mild in this very cold valley, so to have this warm meadow.
Purchased in 2003, but only opened to the public 2 years ago, the Philoha Meadows is a very unique habitat for this area of Colorado. Geothermal activity under the Earth's surface has resulted in pond-like hot springs and wetlands in the summer. It is also responsible for the unusual amounts of forage that provide vital feeding grounds for elk and bighorn sheep during the deep, high-altitude winters. The combination of warmth and moisture has created a habitat where plants rarely seen in this region can grow and thrive, including several varieties of orchids.
So there's 5 major petals, and then there's the mouth that kind of feels like it's a tongue sticking out. If you look closely at these pink ones, these stream orchids, you can see that. If you have really good eyes, you can see that on the yellow desert bog orchids.
But orchids are not the only curiosity hiding in the Philoha Meadows. As night falls, another strange sight to Coloradoan eyes starts to come out. Fireflies, hundreds of them.
I see the fireflies. Look at all the fireflies. Cool.
They hang in the twilight sky, their greenish-yellow glows flickering in syncopated cacophony. For many people here tonight, seeing them is a first.
I think for most people living in Colorado, they find fireflies that light up to be quite surprising. It is something that many people may never see in their life.
Whitney Cranshaw is an entomologist at Colorado State University. He says seeing flashing firefly species in this part of the U.S. is rare because of the arid landscape.
Where you find fireflies is almost always in a wetland area. These can be very spotty in Colorado, so sometimes fireflies are found in only very limited areas.
It's also a matter of timing. Fireflies only come out for 2 to 3 weeks of the year, usually in midsummer, to find a mate, lay eggs, and then die.
Seeing fireflies, you can be really a short period in time. I mean, you may have just nailed it. You went out the perfect night and saw them. And if you go by a week later, they wouldn't be nearly as abundant. They'll have done their mating and laid their eggs and done it for the year.
The eggs will then sit under the soil or in rotting trees and develop into pupa. After 11 months, they will emerge as adults and lay eggs of their own. Fireflies, which are not flies at all, but actually a type of beetle, use their glowing back ends to locate a mate. Each species has a unique flash pattern.
The ones that are really interesting to me are around isolated springs, particularly hot springs, often in the higher elevations. And these may be in pockets that may be 50, 100, 200 miles away from each other. And each one of those might be a unique kind of firefly.
Which means that the Philoha Meadow fireflies might very well be a unique and as of yet undiscovered species. But only more time and research will tell for sure. For now, Johnson is just happy the fireflies' thriving numbers are bringing people to the nature preserve. All of the Conservancy's scheduled nature walks for the rest of the month are completely booked, with people eager to catch a glimpse of the luminous insects. Because there's no guarantee that next year's turnout will be this good. In fact, the present drought conditions make it likely that come next summer, fireflies may be an even rarer sight than usual, even in Philoha Meadow. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Megan Multenny.